Florida Democratic Party Chairman Rod Smith says it was a major party focus to get out the Latino vote, beginning as early as 2010. And Democrats focused mostly on Latinos in Central Florida.
It was clear when you had analyzed the numbers that we had left huge amounts of votes out there that should have been Democratic votes. So it was clear basically working the I-4 corridor, primarily focusing on the Hispanic outreach in Orange, Osceola, Seminole, and Polk, which we knew could be real game changers.
Julissa Arson with the voter advocacy group Mi Familia Vota says the Latino population has grown dramatically throughout Central Florida, and she believes the group's outreach in the area paid off big.
I believe that we are the determining factor in the presidential election.
Only two Central Florida counties, Osceola and Orange, went for President Barack Obama. But throughout the state, Obama carried 75% of the Latino vote, according to the research group Latino Decisions. That's the highest Latino support of any presidential candidate ever. And Kathy Bird with the Florida Immigrant Coalition says that shows the direction of the changing electorate as issues with citizenship and deportation take to a bigger stage.
Our vote can no longer be taken for granted, and the issues that we care about can no longer be taken for granted. And, you know, we're really hoping that this is going to help legislators at every level of government, that we want to see particular changes happen.
And Arson says Latino voters are taking stances on more than immigration issues.
We all want better jobs. We all want equal education for our children, health care. That really drove out the masses to make that difference.
Arson says the goal now is to increase the Latino voter turnout by explaining the importance of voting in the 2014 elections.
Now we see that the community is active, right? They say the sleeping giant. Well, we're wide awake. So now it's just getting the information out there, educating the community. Voting doesn't just come every 4 years. You have elections every 2 years, and those are just as important.
Florida Democratic Chairman Rod Smith agrees.
I think that the changing demographic of Florida was never more evident, and we, or at least this cycle, we adjusted to it well, and we took advantage of it, and now what we've got to do is maintain the momentum and maintain a consistency in that effort.
Smith says the work done in this election laid the groundwork for future success. And though the voter turnout may not have the boost of a presidential election in 2 years, he says it's not that hard to imagine another big victory if Democrats keep up the work. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.